Learn Persian with Chai and Conversation, Hafiz's Eber Rendan Makon, Part 3. Salam be hamigi, and welcome to part 3 of our discussion on Hafiz's beautiful poem, Eber Rendan Makon. In the last lesson, we covered the first 2 lines of the poem, and this time around, we'll be going over the lines 3 and 4. So now, let's listen to my dear Khale Farnaz recite the first 4 lines of the poem.
Eber Rendan Makon ei zahid pakiz serisht, ke gunah digaran bar to nakhahand nevisht. من اگر نیکم و گر بد تو برو خود را باش هر کسی آن درود عاقبت کار که کشت.
All right, so you should completely understand the first 2 lines at this point, and now let's go over these next 2 lines. So first,
من اگر نیکم و گر بد تو برو خود را باش.
Okay, so this is one of my absolute favorite lines in any poem. And even this one line, if you just memorize it and repeat it like a mantra, I guarantee will make your life better. So let's go over it very, very carefully. First of all, the line just flows so incredibly beautifully.
Man agar nikam o gar bad, to boro khod ra bash.
Oof, this gets me every time. So man, the word for me, man. And be careful when pronouncing this word. It's not like man, like we have in English. It's man. So me or I, man. And agar means if or whether. So we're talking about 2 things, either or. Agar. And now one of my most favorite words in the Persian language, nik. Now, this word features most prominently in the Zoroastrian saying, guftare nik. Pendarenik, kerdarenik, which means say good things, think good things, do good things, and is the entire basis or instructions of living of Zoroastrianism. So it's very simple. Let's repeat it together. Guftarenik, and this means say good things. Pendarenik, and this means think good things. Kerdarenik. And this means do good things. And it gives us an excellent basis for what this word nik means. Now, I like to say that good doesn't really do the word justice. The word good is kind of mediocre. It's a step down from great, and it comes with a kind of moral judgment. On the other hand, nik doesn't have any of that. Nik is more like right, truth, righteousness, but without judgment. Just in the universal right and wrong of things. So yes, it can be described by good, but also think of it as right. So nikam means I am good. Nikam. But of course, we have another way to translate good, and that is khub. Like if someone asks you how you're doing, you say khubam, meaning I'm good. Whereas nikam is kind of a deeper meaning of good. So man agar nikam. Is if I am good or if I am right. Man agar nikam. And then he says, o gar bad. So o is the way to say or. O. It literally means and, but in this context, it's making a comparison between 2 things like the word or would do. O. Then gar bad. So gar is just a shortened version of the word agar, which again means if, gar. And it's just shortened to make sense within the rhyme and rhythm of the poem. And then, of course, we have the word bad, which has the same meaning in Persian as it does in English, bad. And note here, just like man and man, you need to use the correct pronunciation when saying bad versus bad. It's the same exact sound. In English, it's a kind of hard A, very sharp and pronounced. A, man, bad. Let's repeat those together. Man, bad. Okay, so the full thing, man, agar nikam, ogar bad, which means whether I am good or I am bad. Let's repeat this together. Man, agar nikam, ogar bad. And then he says, to boro khod ra bash. And oof, this hits hard. Let's go over it word by word. We have the word to in there, which we learned in the last lesson is the you informal. To. And then boro means go. And it's in a command form. Boro. So to boro, you go. To boro. And then khod ra bash. Khod means self. Khod. And this is interesting formation that he has in there. To boro khod ra bash. Bash means be in the present tense. Bash. And ra is something we call a direct object marker. And it's when you want to talk about something specific. So khod ra bash means you go be yourself. But it's talking directly to you. You go be that which you are. Let's repeat this command together. Khod ra bash, which is simply be yourself. So again, the full thing, man agar nikam ogar bad, to boro khod ra bash. All together is, if I am good or if I am bad, you go and be yourself. Again, absolutely love this, and I love that he uses way more words than he really needs to in order to emphasize the point. In Persian, the way you conjugate a word contains the pronoun in it, so it's not necessarily that he has those pronouns man and to in there, but he's saying, me, if I am good or if I am bad, you go and be yourself. So he's making a distinction here. I am here living my life, and you are living yours, whether I am right or wrong does not have any relevance to your being. So again, let's repeat this entire line together bit by bit. Man agar nikam, ogar bad, to boro khod ra bash. And now I'm going to say the full line, and I want you to repeat it after me. Man agar nikam ogar bad, to boro khod ra bash. Amazing. Okay, as much as it pains me to move on from this beautiful sentence, let's look at the next one. Har kasi on deravad aqibat kar ke kisht. Okay, no need to be sad because this line is also equally beautiful and quotable and applicable to life. So first, har kasi. Har means any. Har. And kas is being or person. Har kas means anyone. Har kas. And har kasi is anyone, any person. On is the word for that. On. Deravad means to harvest. Deravad. So this is all simple enough. Then we have aqibat kar. So kar by itself means work. Kar. And aqibat means something along the lines of the end or conclusion or the result. Aqibat. So aqibat kar means the conclusion of work. So as a result of work. Aqibat kar. And kekisht. Kesht means planted. Kesht. So planting seeds, kesht. Although in present day conversation, this is pronounced as kasht. Kasht. And ke we've learned before is that, ke. So kekisht, that he or she sowed, kekisht. So the full thing, har kisi on deravad aqibat kar ke kisht, means any person will harvest in the end that which they planted. Let's repeat this whole thing. هر کسی آن درود عاقبت کار که کشت. And the full line repeated after me. هر کسی آن درود عاقبت کار که کشت. Okay, so putting these two together, you can see the full message. So if I am good or I am bad, you go be yourself. In the end, everyone will reap what they sow. So it's not your job to be worried about others or to judge them. You do you, as they say these days. And again, I feel like we can talk for hours about these two lines because they're so meaningful and impactful and such a beautiful way to live. It's along the same line as Gandhi's be the change you want to see in the world. Sow the plants that you want to harvest and the world will be so much better. Okay, at this point, let's listen to my خالفرناز repeat these two lines again.
من اگر نیکم و گر بد تو برو خود را باش هر کسی آن درود عاقبت کار که کشت.
And you know the drill. Go practice these two lines throughout the upcoming week. Write it, recite it, tell it to all your family and friends, and we'll be back next week. And until then, خداحافظ from Leila.